Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable, talk about some weird stuff. Just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Wise Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Yes, sir. That is us. I am Madman.
I'm 9. What's up, guys? Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening to this. We appreciate every one of you. It's
After Hours with the Wise Guys, and we appreciate you.
Yeah, it's great.
I want to say that I always say, oh, yeah, I remember to do this at the end, and usually forget to. For real, if this is the first time you're listening, or maybe the second or third, please, I don't want to sound like the cookie cutter bull crappers out there, but please hit, I don't want to say hit the subscribe button, but just tap it.
Smash it.
No, just tap it.
Just tap it, you know, rather gently.
And then if you want to hit the one or tap the one that has the bell on it for notifications,
yeah,
that's cool too.
That'd be great too, yeah.
But for real, it really helps. It really helps us out.
Yeah, it does. We appreciate everybody listening and participating and following along with what we do. We have a good time. We'd like to keep doing it for other, you know, well, probably till we die, really.
I will.
Because we'll never be able to retire.
They'll take this microphone from my cold, dead lips.
Yeah, they will.
I keep it there. And also, the other thing is we haven't done this in a while, too. For feedback purposes, if you ever want to get in touch with us, don't email us because that'll go to Fatboy.
Yeah, it will.
Producer of our morning show.
Regular address. You should social media with us because we're available across multiple platforms.
What would be the one you'd like to point out, Jim?
Man, I'm going to throw two real quick. Is that cool? Because if you use Twitter, at Nueve, but if you rather use Snapchat, 9 from TRG.
Okay.
So one or the other of those, whichever platform you use. I don't really check Instagram much anymore.
You don't like it no more?
No, man, I fell out with it.
That's usually the one I'm on the most.
Yeah, so that works out for all the Instagram people get in touch with you. Or they can send me messages that'll be ignored for 2 weeks. Then I'll check them and respond and say, I'm sorry.
I'm not on Facebook, but I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at O-Matthew. That's O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W.
E-W. Matthew.
I did. I'll give you a second to write that down, or you can pause and go back on. But you get to do another one now because I did 3.
Oh, I'm good. I did 2's enough.
Okay. You want to give out your phone number?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm
good. Now.
Yes.
How we know what we know like partially what we're going to talk about,
yeah,
but
we
I don't know the pregame for this, or not pregame, I should say, the preamble. Like, how are we getting into this conversation? Because I know there's several points individually you and I would like to cover.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I ain't got no idea. We can talk about whatever.
Well,
I know we can. I just don't know. I just don't know where to start either. So I guess we just pick a spot.
Well, I don't know what to. I don't know the spot.
Yeah, I don't know how it came when it started to come up yesterday when we were talking out front, but I don't know exactly how it came up. So we can see the studio phones, and for some reason, Paige is calling the studio from her phone for some reason. I'm just wondering what
weird.
It could be. Because she's on the air right now.
Yeah, that's odd.
Yeah, while we record this. No, she's doing, yeah.
I'm doing an interview with someone.
Yeah.
Hello, is that you?
She's been on the line with herself for 17 seconds now.
She's calling in doing voices.
Yeah.
Hey, are you playing Foo Fighters?
Yeah.
No, seriously. Boy, this is weird. Don't hit, not that you're about to, but don't hit pause. I want to figure out how we can get into this. Because one thing that I do really enjoy about doing After Hours, the After Hours with the Rise Guys podcast, is that it gives you and I, Jimmy, an opportunity, just like the little commercial says, to talk about more in-depth stuff.
Yeah.
Not to have the same confines of the FCC.
Uh-huh.
But also, you know, not that Fatboy and Paige would hold it down at all, but it's more of a, you know, when you're out at a bar or even somebody's house, there's like five people sitting there in the same conversation, or maybe even whittle it down to four.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Don't know how to get into it.
It's hard to get into it.
I don't know what the damn end all is.
Yeah.
I know that we say we were going to like open ourselves open.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll talk about anything. I'll talk about anything. I don't care, man.
So what do you want me to do? Ask you a question?
No, I'm not trying to set you up to have to ask me a question. I'm just not sure how to get into it. So if there's a point you have that you would like to start from, we can start there. Or I can find a point and I can start there. Either way. Yeah. I'm just trying to make it easier either way, no matter how we get into it. Just so that we can get into it and discuss. That's all. That's all I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be difficult.
I'm not trying to lead you either.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what it is. I don't know how in-depth you want to go with this. And I know, dude, I know you listening right now, you're like, freaking get to it. We're just like literally being as transparent as possible.
Yeah, like, I don't have any limits to the depths I will go to.
But what about what?
About whatever comes up, I'll talk about it. I mean, really, that's one thing I'm saying is, we go as deep as you want to go, I'll go as deep as you want me to go. I don't have any.
I believe the Bee Gees sing about that.
Yeah, how deep is your love? I have no limits to the depths I will sink to. Yeah. I've gotten really comfortable with being an open book, and I've gotten really comfortable with expressing vulnerability.
You have.
Yeah.
You have.
Yeah, I have gotten really comfortable with those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I say you have because you were not for a minute.
Yeah, exactly. But I've gotten
15 years.
I've become very comfortable with that. Hey, man, there's a lot of people never get comfortable with vulnerability.
Boy, it's true.
Especially dudes.
It's true.
Dudes don't want to be vulnerable.
It's so true.
It is.
Like, anytime I ever mention, like, you know, okay.
Yeah.
Anytime I ever mention, like, oh, I got to go to therapy.
Yeah.
Some people will look at you sideways. Some people will, like, almost, like, pull back. And
some people still think, well, what's wrong with you?
I remember stuff that, not necessarily my dad said. I just remember, like, the machismo in, like, you know, my family. And, like, there were members of my family that maybe had to go to therapy, but mm-hmm. It was never men.
Yeah.
And.
Well, see, the women in my family wouldn't even consider it. I mean, I know there's somebody that I grew up with who has told me before, I'm glad I never needed therapy for anything. And I've been through some stuff. I'm like, well, you still mad at people who died in the 60s?
Oh, see, that's another thing, too, is I don't know a person walking or breathing the face of the earth right now that couldn't use it.
Yeah, I mean, there's benefits to damn near everybody.
In some, I don't,
yeah, there are.
Bezos, Elon, any of them.
You can learn something about yourself, really. You can. I mean, and it's good to learn more about yourself because then you'll understand yourself better. And I know so many people who don't really have a firm grasp of who they are.
Name some names. Now, it's the thing of kind of pulling yourself out of the situation.
Yeah, and really embracing just honesty more so, too, for a lot of people. Like being able to be honest with yourself, I mean by that.
Yeah.
And not being honest with yourself without judging yourself or getting down on yourself for being honest with yourself.
Go ahead, girl. Go ahead. Get down.
Yeah.
I think that what I was going to say there is that every person, those same people I was talking about that breathe and walk the face of the earth, whether you want to admit it or not, even if about the Mother Teresa or the Pope or him,
yeah.
There's a level of ego in every single person.
Absolutely right. Yeah. It's there. And it has to be. It's part of being human. It's part
and
of our awareness.
It seems, Nye and I agree on this. I could be wrong, but 99% of the people that have the biggest ones absolutely should not.
Yeah.
Versus the other way around.
Yeah, and it's fine to have some self-pride, but when it comes to ego, yeah, it's different.
I mean, for knowing your worth and your all that stuff.
But. Yeah, but ego goes to thinking you're worth more than you are and, you know, not even seeing when you make blatant mistakes constantly. That's ego.
That's probably some 2-year-old's name here in the South.
Get in here,
blatant.
Yeah, get in here, blatant ego. Blatant ego.
Blatant ego. Come here.
You're right. Yo, ver smoking pot.
Yo, ver smoke pot. Ain't blatant ego.
Yo, ver.
I'm slowly putting back the pieces of what prompted us to get into this. So I was talking to my therapist, and the subject came up of your support system, meaning people that you talk to about stuff other than me, Matthew.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, you know, currently, and this was this past Tuesday, I said, currently it's you.
Yeah.
And she knows enough about my therapist. She knows enough about me. And by the way, and I say this with no disdain or negativity, don't ask me who my therapist is, because she doesn't take referrals in that way.
Yeah.
And also, there's a bunch.
There's plenty.
And also she doesn't want me to say her name on the radio or podcast.
Not. Yeah.
But I said, nobody. She's like, and I went through the whole, okay, I don't want to get to the friend thing yet, but she's like, she knows, you know, my dad's gone. She's like, well, what about your sister? I was like, you know, my sister's, she's got 2 young kids. She's married, got her own, she's got her own business that she does. I mean, just.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and that's the thing. You're conscious of how much she has on her, and you don't want to overburden her or put more on her. And that's a good thing. A lot of people don't realize that. They try to put too much on people in their lives. It's not that you do it intentionally, but man, it's a terrible thing to be doing, and you feel bad about it when you realize you've been doing it.
That leads me to the second one she asked me about. She's like, well, and she knows a good bit about my mother. And she's like, well, what about Mary? And I was like, well, part of that problem is the opposite of what I just said about my sister.
Yeah.
My mom has very little going on, and I'm not saying that with negativity, but she loves to carry the burdens of others because she doesn't have, you know, she doesn't get around so good anymore. And I mean, health-wise, she's fine, but just physically doesn't get around so great. And I don't want her to just sit and think about issues that I have. And she's like, but it's your mom. She would. I was like, well, also, and she knows about my mom is like the closest thing you could get to like a nun without having to live in a convent.
Yeah. Yeah, she really is.
And I was like, well, certain things I can't talk about it because then it's going to turn into a guilt trip about, you know, me committing a sin or whatever.
Yeah, it does.
So, and then it, you know, went on to like, you know, your male friends. And I was like, I don't hang out with postmen. She's like, no, I meant your friends that are males.
Matt Malone fell out. That's when we found out about all that stuff Carl was doing in college.
Stuff
yeah,
over there.
It was awful.
So she's like, well, she knows you as Jimmy.
Yeah.
I would love for all my friends and family to meet my therapist.
Oh, I'd be bad at getting
you
there.
You look
that'd
just like
terrible.
I thought. You know.
Yeah.
So, you know, when people say, oh, we've been friends for 35 years or we've been friends for 20 years or whatever.
Yeah.
I was always so jealous of that because in my mind, those people had been friends like literally every day or every weekend or talked. And, but it was really, they were like, I went to high school with them. We're friends on Facebook. Now, our parents probably had friends that long.
Yeah, not mine.
Not yours?
No.
Always some falling out of sorts.
Yeah, I was always. Well, like my parents, I mean, hell, I don't know if my mom has any friends, actually.
I don't, you know, it's the whole, the way, it's a meme now, and it's so damn true. It's like, the older you get, the smaller your circle gets. And that's true, and that comes from being stabbed in the back, or you realize, oh, we don't get along, or we don't have anything in, I'll do like a woman, we don't have anything in common anymore, or we don't get along here, and you just kind of drift apart. Now, I can still consider some of those people friends, but I don't see them all that. So I don't know if you consider that or not. So then she's like, you know, and again, she knows, you know, stuff about me and you, Jim, and all that. And, I told her, I said, when it comes to, so here's where the all-out openness comes out.
Yeah, let's go.
She said, I told her, I said, when it comes to stuff that is relationship-based stuff, like her, my therapist, the only person that I talk to, because I told you all this. Yeah.
I get you.
Is that when I would mention things to you about relationship questions or whatever, I would feel resentment from you, or, and that could be in my own head. And I told you all this when I talked to you about it. But I was like, you know, when I would say, a lot of times, you know, at the time you may not have been seeing anybody. Yeah. And I was like, I didn't feel the warmth. And I'm not trying, and I know a lot of people are calling me a bunch of words, and I don't give a damn.
I don't care.
But it's like, God, man.
They
like,
learn something.
I don't know. So I told you all that the other day. And it was kind of like, it was kind of a cool little thing.
Yeah, it was, man, because, I mean, I was closed off to that kind of stuff for a long time. I was working through a lot of trust issues for over 3 years there, since the end of 2018 until sometime back.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like I was in any position to give you any kind of good advice about that, because I was so down on the whole thing and working through those issues myself. So I probably would have given you, like, you know, negative advice instead of any positivity. And that's you know, it would have been jaded advice, and that's not what you need. And that is what you need. That's not what you need. Exactly the opposite of what you need.
And when I said that to you, I wasn't saying it like an asshole. I was
you're just saying it matter-of-factly, and that's cool. We can talk about things.
I've known you for...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's break, and let me pull out an abacus. Yeah. I want to figure out exactly how long I've known
you.
How old are you?
37.
So 23 years. I just figured it out.
Yeah. About
23 years.
About 23 years, you're right.
And it took that for me to say, man, I just got to tell you, when it comes to that, I don't feel like you're being my friend.
Yeah.
And it's because here's the other thing. My other friends are all blissfully married.
Yeah.
I mean, they are just... One is just worse, and not that he shouldn't. I don't want to say it, but this guy worships the ground his wife walks on.
Yeah.
And she is really, really awesome.
Oh, yeah.
The other one, they have a great relationship. They all do.
Uh-huh.
At least Instagram makes it look that way.
Yeah, you can't, you know.
And, you know, so it always relied on you without you even possibly knowing it.
Yeah.
But then... She got into my biggest fault in my own worst negative attribute, I feel, is my ego, and not in the traditional sense.
Yeah.
Not of thinking that I'm hot crap.
Yeah, going the opposite direction.
But yeah, being like, God, I don't want somebody to know that I don't have my crap together.
Yeah.
Or that I'm 46 years old and still trying to, hey, does this mean this? In it's such a weird, yeah, and then I told you about like my, I get, I don't want to say social anxiety, I just get weird sometimes.
Yeah, I get you on that, man. Yeah, I mean,
I'm single again, by the way. I'll lob that son of a bitch out there.
Yeah, that's fine to say.
Not more or less just for those that deep listen.
Yeah.
I don't want to, it involves obviously two people, and one person didn't sign up for, you know, all the stuff. So that's that.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man. I mean, I've been single for, it'll be 4 years in about 3 weeks. I think 3 weeks make about 4 years since I've been single. But yeah, I mean, I spent over 3 years working through some pretty major trust issues. Like, I mean, I didn't want to put that on anybody else, because that wouldn't have been right to do, and it would have been doomed from the start, because I'm putting that, and you see people do that all the time.
Oh, for sure.
And you don't want to do what you obviously know is a mistake and something that's not right to do to somebody.
Yeah.
It would have been fair to them, because I had all these trust issues. It would have been just an uphill battle for anybody. And, it's been this calendar year that I've started to come out of that and like come out of just, I was in a rut for a while.
Ricky Rutt.
I was in a rut for, and when I say a while, I mean a couple good years.
See, that's how I'm
coming out of that now.
See how I just did that? That's another thing that my therapist has brought up, that when a serious conversation, one that I may have even started, I get so like in the weird mindset of, I have to say something funny.
Oh, yeah. No,
like,
you never have to do that.
What the hell? You said I'm in a rut, and I'm Ricky Rutt.
Yeah.
Sounds like Ricky Rudd, the NASCAR driver.
Oh, yeah. No, I get you on that, yeah. But, that's something we all do at times. I have other friends who do that as well, in different settings even.
Do what, mean, which
same
way?
Same kind of stuff, try to, you know, can't, it's like we can't take anything seriously.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what
it is. At times I can't. Most of the time I'm pretty good lately at being able to take something seriously. If it needs to be taken seriously.
And also, in one last little thing, I want to, there was no, not that you were trying to say that, you were talking about your situation as far as trust issues. Mine was, it was not that at all. It was not that at all.
No, I get you, yeah. Yeah, it's different stuff for different people. You know, that's just what I wound up with coming out of my situation was some just trust issues that I had to work through for a long time. And you don't realize how much you're working through them until you come out of it and you realize, oh, man, I'm open to things again. I'm open to – I can trust people.
What is your relationship status, Matt? I'm in a relationship.
What, you are?
No.
Oh, not right. You're single right now, yeah.
No, I mean, it's like, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
No, what are you trying? I mean, if you find the words, that's fine.
No.
I'm just encouraging you to find the words. I'm not trying to pull it out. I'm just encouraging you, what I'm attempting to do. Yeah, because, I mean, it's hard to find words a lot of times. We struggle. Like, we talk for a living, and is it hard to find words? Yes, especially when you talk about something serious, especially when you talk about something personal. That's when it's hardest to find words. I mean, if we're talking about people fighting at a Chuck E. Cheese birthday party, we can talk about that for an hour. Be easy. But this here is like it's hard to find the words to say.
It's the wording that I'm trying to think of, it's more of the wording. Because it's like my F.
Take time to think about it. I'll just try to fill the gaps a little
bit.
Yeah, I'll fill the gaps a little bit.
Tell a funny story.
Funny story. Let me think about a funny story. Yeah, I'll say it here, too, in case you didn't hear it. I don't know. We raised hell Friday night last week, me and some of my buddies.
Perfect transition distraction.
Just absolutely raised hell. My buddy Durr, he plays in Black River Rebels. He's running
around. Who is a funny son of a bitch.
Oh, one of the best dudes in the world. Funny guy. One of the worst pranksters on earth, though. So he somehow had a bottle of Gold Bond powder and an electric leaf blower. Good God almighty. I ain't been breathing right since. And it was from that.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why.
It just dries you out inside. Like, I mean, you know how Gold Bond keeps you dry when you're sweating on a hot day?
Yeah.
Oh, imagine inside your sinuses. It's like paper.
You were walking around here earlier like you had a tampon up in there.
Oh, yeah. It's my Vicks inhaler thing. Just trying to loosen up the dry stuff. It burns. There you go. There's one. There you go. Yeah.
Like, what did he?
I don't know, man. I think the blower was just there, and then he had the gold bond maybe in his vehicle or something. I don't know where he found it. I don't know, man. Well, the floor was on fire. We broke every fluorescent light tube in the building.
God bless. Sounds like a hardcore match.
Yeah, we had fun. It was like a death match. It was a good time. So that's a funny story. But that night, that night, even one of my buddies who is like us in terms of having a real hard time and taking anything serious, he said, man, I never saw you show any interest in a woman since I've known you. And it's been like going on 4 years. So
was he hitting on you?
No. Oh, he just had seen me take interest in a woman for the first time in 4 years. And he realized it, you know, felt the need to mention something kind of serious. Like, and we don't really do that hardly ever. Kind of like most dude buddies don't.
Oh, the two of you?
Yeah, leaving, you know.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That's where those moments where,
Yeah, like we're having
those things where like somebody's got a buzz and they start like getting all sentimental. Like,
we usually have dude moments. Right now, I'm leaving. I just got in my car. We're having a bro moment.
Dude, I just want to say.
Yeah.
I can't do a good Robert Durr.
Yeah. No, I get you. Yeah. No, it wasn't him. It was somebody else.
Oh, someone else. Yeah. I see.
I just wanted to give him credit for the leaf blower and the gold bond powder because he'd appreciate the credit for it. He wants credit for that.
I still know barbarous. I want to do it with my hair like that.
Well, I believe it's him. I believe he does it himself. Well, I actually know who his barber is. You know her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
She's married to a drummer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah,
I
you know. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
like, when my kid hit a certain age, she's like, hey, do me a favor. Don't say my name on the air anymore.
Yeah.
And I was like, ego was bruised like fudge.
Oh, yeah.
But then I was like, you know, I get it.
I get you, yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it makes sense to me, too, wanting to have some kind of anonymity if you're close to it, but you're not doing it. I mean, we do it, and we own the hell out of it, and that's part of why we succeed at it. But, yeah, it doesn't mean that the people around us have to be thrust into it as well fully. Because, you know, they might want their privacy for whatever reason. It's nothing against our audience, nothing against the show. It's just, you know, kind of they're more comfortable with their privacy.
Yeah.
And you know, that's fine for them.
Yeah.
At least they want some degree of privacy. You know, like, yeah, you can talk about stuff, but, you know, just don't say my name. That's fine. That's fair. It's your decision, not mine. It's your name, not mine.
My mom always wants to come on.
Yeah. Yeah, mine probably would. She just doesn't, you know, get up at all sometimes. She'll call me at 6 p.m. Yeah, I just got up. We're going to McDonald's. I'll be home later. You good? You need anything? No. If I did, what could you do?
We're taping this at 11:11. Make a wish,
Jimmy. Oh, yeah. Make a wish.
Hurry.
There you go.
Does it work?
It might. It don't with that attitude.
It's true.
Pardon.
What's
up?
I feel as though it's okay to ask you this.
No, ask me.
Do you think you were going through a depression?
At times, yeah.
It's a very effing bold word.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it is. But, no, at times I was definitely down. I don't know if it necessarily counts as, like, clinical depression or anything, but...
Well, I was
kind of in a rut, which is kind of in the same thing.
Ricky Rutt.
Kind of along the same lines. Ricky Rutt, yeah. But, yeah, the Rutledge Wood, but it's kind of in the same thing.
I met him.
Yeah, he's, yeah, there's flannels. There's plaids. But, yeah, he's...
No, I was at the race.
Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, it, somewhat, probably at times... But, you know, it's also, you can't just, you know, make, like, kind of issues I wanted to deal with just go away. You can't just dismiss them. You actually have to work through them. And it takes some time to do that. And so it had to be a process.
Yeah.
You got to just take, and it takes different people different time. It took me a good while, really. You know, I thought I'd be able to do it faster than I did, but it took as long as it took. And you can't really rush it along.
Yeah, and that's the...
They have a horrible track record with relationships, and that's where trust issues came from after, like...
I get that.
You know, decade and a half of that.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I totally get that.
Yeah. Not anybody's fault. You know, that's just what happened.
Yeah.
I lay no blame. I place none.
Oh, I know her. Elaine O'Blame.
Yeah, you know.
The Irish lady. She's very sweet.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
That's how it is. I don't know. You got anything else, man? I mean, you seem like I'm trying to figure out if you're struggling to find something or like struggling with something or if you want to say something you're not sure how or I'm just trying to figure out what you're thinking right now.
You know, for me tonight, Yeah. I mean, we've always said we can go and talk 2 hours about anything. You lop us anything.
Yeah.
Dairy Queen. Oh, funny story. Blizzards. Yeah. That's how we met Fat Boy.
Yeah, I mean, it is. Anything. That's exactly how we met.
But, like, I guess part of it is what we did learn with radio early on is that where we excelled over the so-called competition was that we did not read jokes that someone wrote for them and handed them over on a note card.
Yeah.
We always talked about our lives. We didn't bullshit them. We were always just very honest and transparent.
Yeah, we didn't do 5 minutes once an hour. I mean, we didn't go on. We didn't go on for a total, like, a lot of morning shows that do similar time slots that we do. They talk about 10 minutes an hour, and they play a lot of songs. And we talk up like 30 to 40 minutes per hour.
Yeah. And then what happened was there became a time when I couldn't do that anymore.
Yeah.
For a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucked.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, other... So it's like now I feel like I'm in this, like, filter of... Uh-huh. I don't know.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, I get it, man, because you didn't have, I mean, like, you know, you didn't have it for a while and stuff to get back to it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, even if it's available again, I'm more available to people now than I was. I'm far more available now. I have a very increased capacity at this moment.
What a cruel trick it is like when you meet the perfect person. It's just like the timing is just not right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What a cruel trick.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, man. Yeah. But, you know, I mean.
I believe Bananarama sang about that.
Yeah. But, again, if the timing's not right, it's not perfect. So that means it can't be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. If the timing's not right, it can't. Obviously not the perfect person because the timing's not right. Yeah. It would be the perfect person if the timing were right. You know?
But what? That's where I say.
That's like, how I look at things when I'm in a good place.
I know. It's like,
yeah.
Dude, that's where you. I was telling you this also. Like our yin to the yang.
Yeah.
When, let's be blatant here. When I'm in a relationship, you're not.
Yeah.
When you are, I'm not.
And you've really dominated that for our entire friendship. It's been very one sided.
That don't make me feel bad.
I'm joking.
I just noticed
I'm
that
just kidding,
weird correlation of
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. No, again, all the ones I've been in have been terrible for whatever one reason or another. So don't worry about it. You've been fine. But I'm not in a relationship right now. I mean, I went on a couple of dates with somebody, but you know.
I'm in one with someone who is not in one with me.
Okay, I get that. I think I've been there, I think. I'm damn sure I have.
Like once my switch is turned on, you can't just turn it off.
Yeah, it takes time. It takes time. It's not a switch. A switch you turn on and off. It's not a switch. It can't just be turned off.
It's the Eddie Guerrero
shimmy.
If
it could be turned off, you'd be some kind of sociopath or something. Antisocial personality.
Yeah, and that's and not that. And that's not to say, you know, anyone else is that way. But, like, I don't know, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I can just stop talking to somebody and never talk to him again. But I'll, is that, you know, it's easy for me to do that, but it doesn't mean it's easy to stop feeling what you feel.
Yeah.
You still feel something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if it's intense burning hatred, you still feel something.
See, oh, man. Yeah. Okay, that's the last thing I'm going to say.
Yeah, go for it.
I even texted her one day. I was like, God, I'm going to regret this. I know.
No.
I was like, text me something mean.
Yeah.
Call me out on my worst fault. Be a total bitch to me right now.
Yeah.
She's like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn it, it'd help.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that sucks, man. that sucks when it's like, when it's a good person and nothing went wrong, but it still happens anyway.
A glowing angel of a person.
Yeah, that's too bad. I feel for you. I really do.
Well, come over here.
I'm
going to get a little closer.
I ain't going to feel on you. I'm going to feel for you.
COVID's over. It's not, actually.
Yeah.
Jimmy?
Monkeypox now.
I'll regret this one.
Well, you won't be proud. I mean, you should be proud of it. You'd be proud of yourself.
For what?
For being open and
fumbling
honest.
Fumbling words for a half hour?
Well, sometimes that's what happens.
That's why they never let me play fullback.
You were open and honest. You were vulnerable and you expressed always yourself. You should fumbling. Be proud of that. I mean, that's something we don't get to do that often, is talk about personal things.
No, because Fat Boy would have been calling me slurs and Paige would have been looking at me like, trying to hand me.
Yeah, it would have been a mess. Would have been a mess.
Yeah, it would have. You want to go eat lunch?
That, man, I don't know.
Zitzy! I'm just kidding. We knew we were not going to go eat lunch.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have planned that. Probably, because I got my dog, need to go out. They ain't been out since 3.
You know what? What are you going to do when a situation comes up and she's like, hey, I want to go out of town?
I'll be like, well, you got a daughter and I got dogs. I guess we can't go nowhere. But again, I'm not
is
dating
she old
anybody.
Enough to watch the dogs?
Yeah, I've been on 2 dates. Let's not put the cart before the horse.
Every
time we talk about this, keep putting the cart before the horse now.
See, that's my fault.
Don't get bad juju on me. That's what y'all doing?
Listen, that is on me.
Oh, you're fine.
No, it is. Lessons learned.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm just kidding. I got that, you know. We'll find out if she's got a sense of humor or not, won't we? Thanks for listening to After Hours.
Thank you very much. Do us a favor, as we said at the beginning, I remember in this time, but comment, like, subscribe, feedback, all that stuff, and be nice.
Yeah. Be nice to us and each other.
And each other. And remember to have your grandparents spayed and neutered.
Yep, have your cake and eat it too.
Thank you so much. It's been After Hours with the Rise Guys.
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.